And staying in Ohope, we can cross now to Mark Inman. He's the manager of the Top 10 Holiday Park there. Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, but how are you doing, perhaps more to the point? Sounds like you've actually had some damage to the park there.
Yeah, we've suffered a fair amount of damage, but everybody's in good spirits, and we've got community help arrived already and underway, so in true Ohope fashion, everyone digs deep when we need to and backs each other up.
What exactly is it that has been damaged with this tornado at the park?
Our conference centre has been wiped out.
Wow, so that sounds like it's a pretty big building. What happened to it?
It got blown to pieces, yeah. The tornado went straight through the middle of it.
So this morning, have you been able to go out and have a look and see what is left standing?
Yep, we've been through and had a look, and we've got some toilets and showers, and that's about it that's standing at the moment. All our accommodation is fine, and everything else is good. It's just it happened to go through one particular building and then cross the road and attacked a couple of houses.
I guess with the amount of debris that would have been floating around and being blown around at that stage, was that doing any damage, or indeed did it injure any other people as this was going on?
Yeah, nobody's been injured that I'm aware of. But yeah, there's certainly collateral damage in the sense of flying debris throughout the park. We lost the caravan and we've got, building materials are scattered for probably 500 metres.
Sounds like it would have been a pretty frightening experience for people to have.
Oh, yeah, I imagine it would have been. I was actually in town picking up my son from basketball, so I came back to the aftermath.
And I guess a fair amount of clean-up to do now.
Yeah, lots of clean-up to do today. But like I said, we've got plenty of support and as a community does, they dig deep and help each other up, which we much appreciate.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time as well, Mark Inman. That's the manager of the Ohope Top 10 Holiday Park. Suffered a fair amount of damage there, as you heard.